Weiter in Shaspir and Duff Zion, picking up on Vav and Beis by the bottom of the page, the very bottom line. Tanana, some we learned in the Mishnah, which should sound very familiar to all you guys out there. Elu Devarim Shein Lam Shira. These are the things that do not have a shear. They don't have any measurements. Deep turn the page, Duff Zion. Hapea, Vabikurim, Varion, Vungumias Chasadim, Vitalmit Toira. Pea, we know it's a method your person leaves over on the field. You have to leave some of the stuff on the edge of the field for poor people. Abikurim, the first fruits that's brought to the Kohen, brought to the base of eggs there. Varayon is the concept over here, as we're going to see now. It's going to be the focus of our discussion over here. Rashi says, L'kaman mefarish. Ugumilas chasadim. There ain't no shear about that. Just do as much as you can. And v'talmud toira. There's no shear. No shear. Just go for it. Now, the main ikar nukud over here is behareon, meaning the idea of re'ia. And now we're going to see over here a discussion about that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kisvu and andulomar, we would think to say that hareon ein lo shir lamaila aval yesh lo shir lamata. It doesn't have a shir lamaila, which means a maximum measurement shir, but it does have a shir lamata, at least a minimum shir. Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan kisvu and ein lo farish, hay ein lo shir de katani hacha, that which it says, it means it doesn't have one lamaila. Shiyavi kamish yirtzeh. You can bring as much as you want. Aval lamata yesh lo shir, says Rashi, shalo lifchos mima'a kesef, kamosha shanir mishta seinu, like we learned in our mishta. Vahenu svurim, the shir daraisu. And the whole thing, this is a shir daraisu, of a olus re'ia, being that amount of money. Achab of Ushaya, berebi, v'limit, until he came along and he taught us, Rashi says, berebi gadol, gadol badoro. Berebi means is the gadol and is the gadol ador. Haroyun ain lo shir lo lamala v'lo lamata. No, there's no maximum, there's no minimum. Min ha-toyra, we have nothing. Aval chachamim the chachamim coming and they gave us a shir. Hariya ma'a kesef v'chagiga shtei kesef. Really gets around the val amru chachamim. We switch around the lashon over there. The chachamim say hariya is ma'a kesef chagiga shtei kesef. So it comes out, it doesn't have a shir lamayla ulamaita. Now, my haroyun, what does it mean when it say this concept, haroyun? What is that talking about when it says Hareon? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Riyas Panim Bazar, he says what it means is Riyas Panim. Means go ahead and showing yourself and coming and appearing to and coming to the Azara. As Rashi says, Kam upon Meshu, Chafetz Ba. As much as you want to come, come on down. Umar Atzmo Be Azara. Vein Sar Chalavi Karban Bechor Iriyar. You don't have to bring a carbon every single time you come. You can come as much as you like. Vesh Lakish Amar, Riyas Panim Be Karban. It means Be Karban. Rashi says, Vetzar Chalavi Karban Al Kol Pam Upam. You got to bring a carbon every single time that you do this coming thing. Now, Be Ikar Regel. Now, let's try to break down and understand what we're talking about. Ikar Regel, which means during the time of the Ikar Regel, means Rashi says, B'yom Tov Rishon, the first day, Kulei Amalo Pligi D'Re'iyas Panim B'Karbon. Everyone agrees, even Rav Yochanan would be masking the fact they had to come with a carbon. Ki Pligi, where's the Mechlokas? B'Shayim Os Regel, during the rest of the days of the Regel. Let's break it down a little bit more. Kol Heichadas of Isi, any time a person comes in the Azara, or the rest of the days of the Yontif, and let's say they come and they bring the Isi, they bring a carbon. Kol Yamalo Pligi the Mekabelinon Mina, that we got and we're going to accept this carbon. Even Rabbi Yochanan would say you're allowed to bring a carbon. Just say you don't have to. Ki Pligi, what are they arguing over? Daasa velo Isi. It's talking when he comes in, and it's not the first day of Yontif, but the rest of the days he comes without bringing. Rabbi Yochanan Tzari says Re'iyas Panim Bazara. You can go up and show just coming. The Chol Emes Daasi velo Tzoychasui. You don't have to bring anything. Rishal Kesavri, he says Re'iyas Panim a carbon. It means Harayon means with a carbon, and therefore the Chol Emes Daasi Tzoychasui. Anytime you come, you must bring a korban. Frek the Gemara, frek Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, Eisve Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have a pasuk that says, "Velo yeru panai rekam." You can't come in front of me empty-handed. You can't come empty, which is saying you can't come in without having some sort of karmon. What you going to say to that? Amalei says back, "Beikar regel." That's talking beikar regel on Yom Tov Rishon only on the first day, but after that, no problemo. Eisve, so we try again. Now again, Rish Lakish comes along and he says, "Velo yeru panai rekam." The Torah says not to see me empty. Bizvachim, it's talking about zvachim, which Rashi points out means tzarich lahavi karban behema hazvuchim besakin, something that shechted with a knife. Velo ola saof chinim lekas, and not an ola of an oaf, which is done through what a malika, right? Which is a different type of procedure. So what do we see from this braisa? Pretty straightforward. So what do you see? Ata Omer b'zvachim. Now the Gemara spells it out. Ata Omer b'zvachim. I know about ofos. Maybe umenochos. Maybe it's ofer umenochos, which are not shechted at all. Vidinu. And we can figure out that this is a kal v'chomer, that this is going to be with a behema. Nemu chagiga lehedyot. It says chagiga by a... For a regular individual, Rashi says, "Nemar chigi beregel means a meichel hedyot for us to be able to eat." V'nemar re'ia legavoa, and also we have a carbon re'ia that is given over for, meaning for gavoa. Rashi says, "The hal lo yeru panai d'siv mashmal letzorchei ani letzorki ani shoel," meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying for me, for my needs to give to me. So legavoa means for Hashem, and then we say ma chagiga amur lehedyot zvachim, just like the chagiga, which is for an individual, a regular person, that is called zvachim. Afriya amur legavoa zvachim, so too that is going to be zvachim, also meaning that it's animals. Rashi says ma chagiga amur lehedyot zvachim shel behema d'siv lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker b'midi de'isli chelev. So he has chelev. And hakav legavoa kamer. This is talking about we have to bring also afriya amur legavoa. So the zvachim, so too his brother has to be zvachim. An actual animal. We're not done with our question. We continue on. Umahein zvachim. Umahein zvachim. And, okay, let's try the trap again. Umahein zvachim. What are the things that are shechted? Olos and ola. Ata omer olos. Oeno elos shlamim. Maybe it means shlamim. Vidinu, that it's actually meant an ola. Nemu chagiga lehedyot, that's chagiga lehedyot. Venemu re'ia legavoa. Ma chagiga amur lehedyot. Biro oilo. Joseph, the chagiga that's talking about by a hedyot is beroi, like something which is roi for him to have, a shlamin that he can actually eat, because the ola he doesn't eat at all. Afer iyar melagavoa beroi lo, it's for him, meaning that it is a ola, something which is straight up, everything goes to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chein bedin shaloi shulchan chamale, it doesn't make any sense that your shulchan should be full, that you go out and you're eating and enjoying yourself. For shulchan rab charekam, and the shulchan of your rebbe is empty. You have to make sure that it's got to be full also. So what do we see? Nonetheless, after all this is said and done, it's like Reish Lakish, that you have to bring an Olas Re'ia whenever you come to the Beis HaMikdash on the holiday. This is Gemara. You're right, but Amalei, Be'ikar Regel. All of that is still talking about the Ikar Regel. You have no right against me to say it every single time. It means when you're coming on the Ikar HaRegel, which is the very first day. Again, we challenge number three. Ace of wait. We have a brisa against Rabbi Yochanan again. Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda Omer. He says, Shalosh regalim bashana. Shalosh regalim we have during the year. We are commanded to go and do a lila regal. The Gemara is going to explain that line. What does that mean? Ve'inir chatzayin. Mishum shenev, as the pasuk said, kol zechorcha, all of your men. Ve'inir in rekanin, they can't come empty. Mishum shenev, v'lo yiru panai rekam. Zekera panai rekam. This is like Reish Lakish. What are you going to do now? Amalei, be'ikra regal. Same answer. It's like be'ikra regal. Now we flip it on Reish Lakish. Eser Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now he has a kasha in Reish Lakish. Yeh Yir eh. This is a pasuk we've seen many times. Shalosh palmin bashana yira eh. Kos chorchas bnei Adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. We darish in the words yira eh yir eh. And we say ma ani bichinam, just like I with see you for free, which means, in other words, just like it's meaning Hashem says, I see you without anything, meaning he doesn't give us any sort of carbon. So to you can come and see me for free without giving any sort of carbon, which goes against Reish Lakish. Ella, rather, how do we understand it? Kol heicha da'asa v'lo aisi, whenever somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he doesn't bring any carbon, the kuli amalo pligi da'ayel mitzchazev enafik. Everyone agrees that he can come in and be seen and leave. So what is their machlokes? Kipli, the asav aisi, where they come and they do bring a carbon. In such a matzav, do they go? Is that carbon actually accepted? Rav Yochanan de Amar Re'ias Panim Ba'azara. According to Rav Yochanan, understood when it says Ve'arayon, and something about it means to say it's Re'ias Panim, just to come there. Then Re'ias Panim Hu De'ein Lashir. That's talking about Re'ias Panim coming to visit. There's no shear. You can come as much as you want, and it's a great thing. Halakarbon, yesh la shear. But when it comes to a carbon, there actually is a shear. he's only allowed to bring one olas re'iyah. After that, no good. He can't bring anymore. Shlokas shama re'iyas panim b'karban. He says Aaron means talking about re'iyas karban. Da'afilu karban nami in l'shir. Even the karban only visiting, but even the karban has no share. And every time you're allowed to go out, you could bring another. You could bring a karban. Comes along of Yochanan, the attack again. Eisavei hoka raglechem ibeis re'echa. The pasuk says in Mishlei, let your foot be in the Beis Re'echa, the house of the one that you love, being the Beis HaMikdash. It should be there rarely. It means don't go ahead and start bringing carbonos all the time. It says, no. Hasam b'chatos v'ashamos. I was looking at chatos and asham. I said, shalos sechet of v'tizakek l'havi chatos v'asham. Don't do averas, so you have to come to bring carbonos to be mechaper for the averas. Kid the Rabbi Levi, like Rabbi Levi. The Rabbi Levi Rami, he says we have a contradiction. Ksiv, hoker eglechem b'isreach. On the one place it says, come to the Beis HaMikdash rarely. Ksiv, avo b'isecha b'olos. And on the other place it says, come to the Beis HaMikdash with olos. So which one is it? You want me to come, you want me not to come? Lo kasha, this is going to shayle. Kan b'chadz v'shamos, kan b'olos v'shlamim. What's going to chattas and oshim for avir? It sounds like an olos and shlamim. Those are things that Taka for sure wants you to come, and therefore you don't have a kasha me anymore. Tanei me'achiv, everybody. So it shows, it supports this. Hoker aglechem y'beis v'yecha. This person, again, come to be something that's rarely not to be bringing these things. B'chatos v'shamos, because we're davar. It's talking about chatos v'shamos. Atam v'chatos v'shamos. Oeinu ela. Once it says that, we know that's talking about olus shlamim. Hamani mekayim hoker aglechem v'isreicha must be b'chatos v'ashamos akasuv medaber. Now, if you remember, we said a line earlier that I said we're going to explain later on. I mean, in quoting Rashi, it says ve'in yirin chatzoin, as it says kol zecharcha should come. Sounds like all of us come together to bring the karbanos to come to Beis HaMikdash. Ve'in yirin chatzoin, like chetzi, split up into like different groups. Don't come in different groups. So now the Gemara goes and explains this. Savar of Yosef Lememar, he wanted to say, man de isle asara banim. Let's say someone has 10 kids. Lo liskua idna chamisha, or lomachar chamisha. Don't take the 5 kids once, lomachar, and then the next day take another. Lomachar chamisha, take another 5. But rather, do it all in one shot, right? You shouldn't do it in chatzoin. Maybe that's what it means. Beep, turn the page. Zion of a base by the top of the page. Amaleah Baye. Then the Baye comes and he says, Pshita, what you talking about? It's obvious. Haiminayu, which of these kids, Meshavis Lu Poshe, which are you make them Poshea that they're not going to come on time? The Haiminayu, Meshavis Lu Zrizan, what's going to be Zrizan? Well, what Sheikh is he going to say that maybe what it means is, he's coming to tell me, if you have 10 kids, don't do 5 today and 5 tomorrow. Rashi says, Han Nami Lo Tiboy L'Chakra, I wouldn't need a pasuk for that. The Balav Kra Nami, I would know, Pshita. Me'achash Chayiv is Kula, and all of them have to go and be, if they're Chayiv, each one is Chayiv to come. Ani Yadana, the Kol Echad Tzarech Lazaris, that's what he wants to do, Zrizan. The Heach Yomer Ha'av. How could the father say Leilu Have a Zriz Leilu Have a Tzelim? You guys come at time. You guys come late. Doesn't make any sense. Therefore, it has to mean something else. Ella Kra Lamayasa. Rather, therefore, what is it actually coming to tell me? Likida Acherim. Like Acherim explained, like we saw earlier. The time was going to brisa Acherim Omrim Hamikami. It's from a Tzarif Dechoshes. We saw this earlier on Dav Dalit. I think it is. If you have someone who goes and gathers up, you know, dog leftovers, remains, droppings. From a tzayif nechosh, the people that deal with copper, Barborski, people that are tanner, Peturim and Riyah, they don't have to come up to the Beis HaMikdash to do Riyah. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Kol Zechorcha, you got to come in one, everyone come together. Mishayachal Alchos, Lalos, Im Kol Zechorcha, anyone who's able to do this, Yatsu Elu, Shein Yuchom, Lalos, Im Kol Zechorcha, to exclude these people that can't come with everyone because they got their shtank on, and therefore they're not going to be have to come. And Rashi says, Elakra, Lach, Gedachim, Bahainu Nami, Ein Nir, Lachatzoin, that's what it means. You don't come to Chatzayin. Dimisheinu roi lalos elu bechabur mu'etes. If you have someone who can't come except with the small chabura, could go in elu shiasu chabur la'atzman kachnir be'enai. They were going to come himself. That's how I understand this to mean. And that's what we understand this phrase here. Lechatzayin meaning to say that these people are going to be putter from having to do a lila rego because they can't come in a big group. Zok the next heilige Mishnah. Olos b'moed. We know that we have something known as chalamoed, and we bring up what's known as the olos re'iyah. When a person goes to bring the olos re'iyah, bo'os min achulin, the money that's used to purchase the animals in order for the olos re'iyah have to be from money that is not kadosh. It's got to be from something which is chulin. Vashlamim mina meiser. Shlamim that you buy, the ola, remember, it goes all to Hashem. Shlamim goes also that we get to eat some of it. So shlamim, known as a shalmei simcha, this is something which is can be taken from meiser sheni money. What's meiser sheni money? That means that we know that we have to bring up to Yerushalayim meiser sheni. In the first year, second year, fourth year, and fifth year, you have to bring up meiser. Meiser sheni, you have to bring it up in Yerushalayim. But if you can't carry it all up there, you could transfer it into money, the value, and take that money, you go up to Yerushalayim, and you buy stuff with it. You can't buy olas with it, but you can buy shlamim with it. That is okay. Next part of the Mishnah says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the very first day of Pesach. Rashi points out that what Begumarim Farish Maihi Umayishta Pesach Nanaka. Why did not Pesach? Because really we're going to see it's not just Pesach, but it's also the Shamech Chagiga of everything. Shavua, Sukkot also. The Gemara is going to discuss why do we say only Pesach over here. So Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. This is referencing the Shamech Chagiga that was brought on it. B'shami Omer Min HaChulin. It's got to come from Chulin. The Shamech Chagiga is got to come from Chulin. B'shami Omer. Thought about that. Ubeis Hillel Omer, Hillel says, Mina Meiser, that is not actually taken it from Maaser money. That was talking about the Shalmei Chagiga. Now we have something that was the Shalmei Simcha. That we know that ain't Simcha Ela B'Basar, we have to bring carbonus for such a thing. The question is, does it have to be Dafka, a carbon which is brought L'Shem this? Or it can be something coming from some other chiyuv that you had read as well. And that's what Mishnah says. Yisrael Yotzen Yidei Chavasan. It could be Yotzei, meaning a non-Kohen, Yisraelim. They can go out, they can be Yotzei the Yidei Chov of V'samachta V'chagecha and having meat, B'nidarm U'b'nidavos U'b'maiser Behema. And we know they have other things they have to be bringing up altogether. Rashi says, B'nidarm U'dvonos to this Nadvu Koloshana. They had Nidarm, they had Nidavos that they made that they're going to give to the Beis HaMikdash. They bring it up to Yerushalayim, and they bring their imurim, basar nechal lebalim, and the basar is given, the flesh is given to the balim to be able to eat the carne. Yotzin behem mishum simcha. They're yotzin with that the mitzvah of simcha. Mishum debay the mitzvah seifa v'akohanim echatos nakam bereishis Yisrael. Has to talk about the seifa something. So therefore, it mentions here Yisrael. Meiser behemah. We know they have to take the tenth animal and then go bring it up. That is eaten by the Bailabasa over there, so they're able to go ahead and do this. You don't have to have dafka, carbon you're bringing is specific Shalmei Simcha. You're even allowed to fulfill it with the other things you have to bring. And like we said, Rashi points out, this is not only Yisraelim, Kohanim could also do it. But Lemezen, I did the tani type of shtickle. The Kohanim, even more things that they could have. The Kohanim can go ahead and they could bechatos, v'ashamos, v'chor, v'chazav, v'shok. There's a lot of things the Kohanim get to eat the Beis HaMikdash. A person brings a carbon chatos, they bring an osham. The Kohanim get to eat some of that meat. Ube b'chor, and the b'chor also goes to chazav and the shok, the matnas kahuna goes to them. Aval, lo be'ofos, b'lo be'menachos. Point is that they have a lot more things they're allowed to be doing, but not an oaf. That's not considered simcha. And not with menachos, with just having some sort of wafer. Like, that's not enough. It's got to be with the flash. Now, says the Gemara, we started the Mishnah by telling that olos b'moid bo'os min achulin. When you're doing a cholamoid, it's got to come from chulin. It's not going to come from something which is kadosh, it's its own chiev, and therefore it's got to come from chulin. That implies that if it would be something on the yontif, ela olos b'moid hu de bo'os min achulin, habi yontif min ha-meiser, that seems to say that you can even bring on yontif the first day, you let it bring it even from Meiser Sheini. Am I? Why should you be allowed to do that? Davar Shebechov eats a Davar Shebechov, and Olus Riyah is a Chiev. V'chol Davar Shebechov, v'heino ba elim in a Chulin. It's only let it come from Chulin. So why are you allowed to do this over there? V'chitim, if you want to say that maybe this is coming to teach me another din, how come Ashbalan, the Olus b'moed bo'os, you only bring Olan moed, but b'yom tovena bo'os, it doesn't go in moed. What? Can't be. Because come on, who'd that be going? Like, that's like Beis Shammai. And we pass like Beis Hillel says that it can be brought. So what's going on? Let's spell that out now. Come on, that's Beis Shammai. Dithana, as we learned in the Mishnah, that we saw this, if you remember back in Masechet Beis Gishmak, we saw that we see in the Mishnah that's going to come up later on. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mevin Shlomim, you can bring a carbon Shlomim. That's not brought. You can bring Shammai Chagiga. Those are things that are be brought on Yontif itself. Rashi says, Ben Yontif, Lefi Sheish Behem Tzorich Meichel Edyot. Because you have Tzorich Meichel, right? Because Pasuk says Lachem. But you can't do smicha on them. You can bring up, you're not allowed to do smicha. This is Beis Shammai's approach. Rashi says, smicha shvosi, shemishtam is bali chaim. It says they're abundant because you're using bali chaim, you're moving them. V'tanan, elu hein, mishum shvos, lo olin ba ilon, you can't go on a tree, v'lo rochan agabe behem, you're not allowed to ride on top of an animal, so you can't do that. Aval, lo olos. But you're not allowed to bring olos. So you're allowed to bring shlamim because you can eat it, and they have ochel nefesh. But you can't bring, but you're not allowed to do smicha on it, and you're not allowed to bring olos because you don't eat from it. But and then when it has to be something you're actually able to eat, Rashi says, "Ein revivin klal." This for a little bit shami lachem velo legavoa. It's going to be something that you can eat. Ochel nefesh is for you to be able to eat. Not legavoa chutz mi tamidim, except for the carbon tamid umusafin shizmano kavua v'chol shizmano kavua, because it's set time anything like that. Ksiv behu bimoado in their time. But filo b'shabbes close kemi yontif. But the point is nonetheless that olos doesn't fall to that category according. Does not fall into that category according to Bishamay. They begin to do it. Basilum, they say, if you're in Shlomim Ve'olus, you can bring Ve'in Shlomim and Olus. Relax. Vizam Chalim, you can even do speak on it because we're not worried. Rashi says, Kivin the Mutter Lavian, Lo Gazu Shvus, Levatus Michasan, there's no problem. Everything is good to go. You let it bring it. We Paskin like Beis Hillel, so clearly don't tell me that this is coming to teach us that you don't do it on the first day, in which case brings Hajar Kushta Lutuchte, the original question of why would you think that you're allowed to bring it from money that's not chulin. Says Gomer Inachinami Chisuri Mechsara. We're missing something. We're lacking. V'hachitan. This is what he needs to say. Olus nedarim unedavos. You're right. All right. Chisuri Mechsara v'hachitan. We're lacking something. We're missing some words. Olus nedarim unedavos. If you're ola of a neder or nedava, right? You made some sort of neder that you got to bring. But moid bo, so you bring on moid. But yomtuv einbo enbo. So you're not allowed to go and bring it on yontif. Seemingly, even Beis Hillel would maybe say such an idea. The olos re'ia ba'afil b'yontif, and olos re'ia can be brought even on yontif. But when you bring it, ain't a ba element of chulin. In the Ganami, it's got to come from chulin because it can't come from something which is kachim. Rashi points out that all the money you use for it has got to be something which is chulin. Against that, when it's to the Shalmei Chagiga, which you're allowed to actually do a little bit of a mixture. You can use Maaser Sheni money and you can use chulin money together to go ahead and do that. And that is because you're talking about if a person is an ani, he's poor, he can't afford to go and bring all of this to give all the people of his house to do it with just the amount of money he has to be able to buy all that fleish. Therefore, we allow him to go ahead and use Maaser Sheni also. But by Olus Re'iyah, which is only a ma, there's not going to be a leniency there. Got to be straight up. V'shame Simcha boin afmen a Maaser. Shame Simcha can come even from Maaser. That's allowed to come even from, that's the, like we just mentioned now. V'chagigas yom tev rishon shel Pesach, the chagig of the under, that we have about Chlokas. V'shame yom, they say mena chulin, it's got to come from chulin. V'shil omrim mena Maaser. You're also allowed to do it. From Meiser, you're allowed to do it. Not only from Chulin, you're also allowed to use Meiser. Tanya Me'achi, also a Breiser, which says this, that Olus and Darman Udavos. When it comes to Darman, B'moid Bos, you can bring in a Moid, B'yomtov, Ein a Bos. Can't bring it. Olus Re'ia, Boa, Filim, B'yomtov. Like we said already, in Olus Re'ia, you can bring even on Yontif, Ukashiba. When it comes, Ein a Ba, Elam, and a Chulin, it's got to come from Chulin. V'shalme Simcha, Boin, Afan, a Meiser, it comes even from Meiser, Sheni, Shalme Simcha, V'chagigas, Yomtov, Arishan, Shal Pesach, B'shalme Omim, Min a Chulin, and B'silim Omim, Min a Meiser, can even come from Meiser. There's just one big price, so he's basically said everything we just said. Now, as promised, we come back to the point that we said earlier when we were discussing in the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that we brought this lush in the Machlokas and the Brice also. The Yom Tov Arishon shall Pesach. We're talking about the Shami Chagiga that was brought in Yom Tov Arishon shall Pesach. Machlokas b'Shami Omin Achulin b'Sil Omin Mina Meiser. You're making for Meiser, and we said over there. Rashi pointed out, we're going to deal with why it says only Pesach. Really, we know that the Shami Chagiga is brought on all of the holidays. So why only this? Why is it only this? Oh, I'm talking about Pesach. Amar Vashi, HaKamash Malan is coming to teach you Chagigas Chamishasar in. The Chagiga of the Chamishasar, that can come from, that is something that has to come from money that's chulin. But Chagigas Arbasar lo, the Chagiga on the 14th, which is the day before Pesach, that doesn't have to come from, That can come from money, which is actually hektish. It doesn't have from chulin, because we know that we don't have enough meat in order to feed everybody the Karm Pesach, then they would also have what's known as Chagigas Yudalid in order to be brought to eat along a little piece of the Korban Pesach. And then you have the Chagiga that's on the 14th, and that's allowed to be taken and used from stuff which is not coming from Chulim, it could be coming from Kachem. Beep, turn the page. Chesmanaf, Alma Kasava, where it comes from this we see, Chagigis Arbasar, Lav Daraisa. Must be that the Chagigis Arbasar is not Daraisa. That's why we see it doesn't have to come from something which is Chulim, it could come from something which is actually Kachem. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.